Well, here is what I want so, so much for you. From the book of Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. I look around at the world and I look at what is happening in our own lives, and my heart breaks. And what I want for you, what I want for us, is to have a deep and profound experience of the Holy Spirit. We talk a lot here at St. George's about belonging, about participation. We talk about being more committed followers of Jesus. We talk about discipleship. We talk about mission, being missionaries to our neighborhoods, to our families, to our workplaces. And we seek in all that we do here at St. George's to form us as followers of Jesus. Through our classes, through worship, through our life together as a community, through discipleship groups and missional communities, through CLC groups, through life groups. But what is it really going to take for you to be excited to be here? Even more than the fact that your friends are here. What is it really going to take for us to be excited about following Jesus? What is it going to take for us to really be excited about sharing our faith in Jesus with others? It's going to take an experience of Jesus transforming our lives. It's going to take an experience of the Holy Spirit transforming our hearts. We need to be healed. And that takes the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit it's the secret sauce. It is the fuel that drives the engine. Right? We need to be healed. We have all got issues. And so often, we think of our issues as character flaws. Like somehow, because I've got issues, I'm a bad person. I'm not the person I want to be, but somehow we become resigned to thinking that this is the person I will always be. And because we feel like bad people, right, there's a stigma attached to it. And I think what it becomes is the stigma is not about the fact that we can't talk about certain topics. It's not the topics that are the stigma. But like, for instance, if we are depressed, we feel like we ourselves are the stigma. Right, we feel shame. And so we don't talk about these things. We think we're the only ones. Right? I'm the only one. I'm the only one who's as screwed up as this. Well, you are not the stigma. You are not a bad person. This is not your identity. This is not who you are. Even though we are not yet the people we want to be, even though we are not yet the people God is continuing to form us to be, we still struggle. Right? We haven't got it all together. You've got issues. And I know this because I've got issues. And we need to be healed. Sin means that our desires are disordered. Right? Our lives are disordered. There is a kind of a modern-day parable that I'm sure you are familiar with that involves a frog and a pot of water. Now, it turns out science has, disproved this parable. It doesn't actually work this way. But it's a popular parable because I think we subscribe to this truth. We know what this parable is about. And it's the one that says, if you throw a frog into a pot of boiling water, it's going to jump right out. But if you throw a frog into a pot of cold water, it's going to stay there. And as you slowly turn up the heat, right, the frog is going to get used to that temperature rising. And when that water starts to boil, it's too late for the frog. Well, I think that's how it is for us, right? Things start simply. We get married. Maybe things seem, not quite right. Maybe there are issues, but we don't quite realize it. Something's off, but we look around and no one else is talking about these things. So we think, well, this must just be how it is. This must just be me. And we think we're the only ones, and so we go at it alone. No one else is talking about it, so we're not going to talk about it. And the temperature keeps getting turned up. And the connection keeps getting more and more broken. And one day you wake up and the marriage has died. Or what about pornography? Maybe it starts because we're curious. And then it becomes a harmless diversion. But it's not harmless. It's dangerous. Because it shapes how we view the world. We think this is reality. And we're not talking about this either. So we look around and we think, well, everybody else must be in on it. This must be reality. And so then this is how we start to treat others in our relationships. We start to treat others as objects. And then we wake up one day and we are addicted. Or how about our relationship with food that leads to eating disorders? Or how about our jobs? We say we're going to take care of our family, so we're going to work hard. And then we wake up one day, and we're so busy working hard for our family that we don't have time to spend with our family. God has more for you than these. We need to be healed. And it is going to take the power of the Holy Spirit to heal us. And that is what I want so, so much for you. And I don't know how to make it happen. I do not know how to make that happen for you. We have practices that do open us up. Practices like regularly reading Scripture regularly engaging in prayer, regularly being in worship together, regularly gathering with other Christians. But there is no magic formula. And so here is as good a place to start as any. When it comes to the Holy Spirit, we can start by wanting it. God has so much more for you than even you want for yourself. Maybe we can start by wanting what God has for us. We can start by wanting to have our lives transformed. We can start by wanting to have our hearts transformed. We can start by wanting to have God take these addictions from us. We can start by wanting God to heal our relationships and to heal our image of ourselves, to take away our shame. We can start by wanting to be healed. And we can start by wanting to have the life that truly is life, and by recognizing that that life is only possible with the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. God, we give thanks for your Holy Spirit that is present here right now, that is always present in our lives, and we pray for your grace to want it. Continue to open us to the ways that you are calling us deeper into the life that truly is life. Help us to step into that life boldly and gently. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.